It's time for Newman Catholic High School basketball on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 to 1230. Online at bullfallsradio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Fighting Cardinals basketball is brought to you by Red Robin Restaurants, Sun Printing, the Cloverbelt Credit Union, Graphic Packaging International, the Newman Catholic Athletic Booster Club, Shine Chiropractic, Menke Auto, and Picks and Pieces. It's now time for the Cardinals on your home for Newman Catholic sports, Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 to 1230. And good evening, everyone, and welcome to Newman Catholic High School girls and boys basketball tonight on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 to 1230. BullFallsRadio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. It's a twin bill, both the girls and the boys taking on the Amherst Falcons. From Amherst High School, I'm Chad Holmes. The Newman Cardinals come in with an overall record of 2 wins and 9 losses. Last Thursday in a game that we had here on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 to 1230. Tough one, a one-point loss in Edgar against the Wildcats, 42-41. But the Cardinals looking to build, again, trying to build here in year number one for head coach Casey Clausius. Meantime, their opponents, the Amherst Falcons from the CWC East, they are 5-5 overall on the season. They come off a loss last Thursday to Westfield by a score of 48-33. Coming up in just 30 seconds, we will hear the pregame comments of the head coach of the Newman Catholic Cardinals. I'll be talking to Casey Clausius coming up next. It's Newman and Amherst High School girls basketball on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230.
Parents of Class of 2024 seniors, graduation is a few months away. Do you know where your photos are? Melissa Sullivan of Picks and Pieces Photo and Digital Organizing can help. Mel is a professionally trained photo manager who can convert printed photos and outdated media to digital formats, consolidate and organize your digital photo collection, and create custom photo books, gifts, and slideshows. Preserve, organize, and share your priceless family memories today. Call Mel at 715-446-0762 or visit picksandpieces.com today to learn more. Again, that's P-I-X, the letter N, pieces.com.
If you're looking for your next ride, check out Mankey GMC in Schofield, formerly Fred Miller Automotive. Mankey GMC serves Schofield, Wausau, Marshfield, and Stevens Point with a huge selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. Explore a range of top-notch SUVs like Acadia, Terrain, and Yukon, or choose from the rugged Sierra truck lineup, or even a certified pre-owned vehicle. No matter your dream vehicle awaits at Mankey GMC, 448 Grand Avenue in Schofield, and online at MankeyAuto.com. Mankey GMC in Schofield, where your journey begins.
Newman Catholic High School girls basketball continues on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Tonight, it's a girls-boys doubleheader from Amherst Cardinals and the Amherst Falcons. I'm Chad Holmes, joined by Newman Catholic High School head girls basketball coach Casey Clausius. And coach, I haven't seen you in a while, but I was talking to Tom Weaver, who had you a couple of games against Marathon and Edgar on the road. The process continues. I mean, it had to be a little bit of a heartbreaker to lose by one over an Edgar, but it looks like right now within the Merrowood South, there's such a thin line between so many of the teams. How do you feel like the process is going? We talked earlier in the campaign over at Assumption, then over at Everest for that tournament that, again, a new coach, it does take time, and it's a process. How is that process going for you and your team?
Yeah, I think we talked about it, Chad, about just what team's going to improve most here towards the end of the season, and now we got this already looking at it towards getting to the second half of the season already. And you know, with that being said, our girls are trying to get out of those lulls of poor shooting and maybe poorer defense. You know, but sometimes we have brilliance of good success, of good playing decent enough defense and shooting the ball well enough to compete against anybody. And tonight we're going to have a really great night, both defensively and offensively, the whole time.
Looking back at the game against Edgar, obviously you dug a little bit of a hole, but your girls came back, gave yourselves a chance to win the basketball game. And going on the road, I don't care where you're going on the road, especially in the Marrowwood South, it's not going to be easy. Did you see something from your team that night where, again, it was a bit of an offensive slog in the first half and then able to come back and have a chance to win? Is that, again, something that you're looking for?
Yeah, so, we were down by 8 at half, and, talking to the girls, I had to talk to them a little stern and tell them, we need to play better. Our game plan, we were not executing it well enough to compete at that level. And, they showed right off the bat, we were willing to string together 4, 5, 6 possessions of straight scoring baskets and then playing good defense. We tried to, hold a few of their good players down in the second half, and I thought we did well enough. At 6-minute mark, we're tied, and it's anybody's game now. We had to battle, though, unfortunate, both of our post players fouled out, and we're playing now in some players aren't relatively ready to play at that close level match. And, we fell short, but we were very happy with the amount of effort they put in and just showing resiliency. I guess that's the most important thing, just showing resiliency throughout the year so far.
When you look at this season, and as I was getting ready for the broadcast, mm-hmm. I was looking at your upcoming schedule. And right now, when you're trying to build something, trying to build a little confidence, this portion of the schedule is very difficult. I mean, you're facing some really good basketball teams starting tonight and then early into 2024. When you look at this group in terms of the confidence factor, is that something that you feel like they have? Is it something that you worry about a little bit? Because obviously when you face the level that you're going to be facing, not just tonight, but in back-to-back-to-back-to-back games, mm-hmm. How do you feel about that? Because obviously at this level, sometimes the confidence factor is vital.
Yeah, so, with that being said, this is a tough, you're right, Chad. We got, Amherst tonight, but then we have Phillips next week, and the week after we have back around the second half of the schedule with Assumption. But the biggest part is, can we play more efficiently and still work hard and still keep a positive focus? And who knows what could happen when you outwork your opponent, and that's what we're going to try to do, is keep trying to outwork our opponent and knowing that we're not good enough to not work. And I think outworking your opponent with great attitudes, and our girls are showing that so far in the first 11 games, it's been very enjoyable to coach them with a record that we have. Maybe we can do some damage in the second half, just one game at a time.
Good luck tonight.
Well, thanks a lot.
Head coach of the Newman Catholic girls basketball team, Casey Clausius. We'll come back, have the starting lineups and the opening tip coming up. This is Cardinal Basketball on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230.
What's your idea of fall fun? Maybe it's hitting the trails on a new ATV. Then it's time to call CCU. That's Clover Belt Credit Union. Or if you're thinking of a UTV for hauling wood or hunting, or maybe just because it would make the tasks around your property so much easier, it's time to call CCU. ATVs, UTVs, utility tractors, and their attachments for care of your property. Whether you need it for fun or to get the job done, Clover Belt Credit Union is here to help with the great rate financing you want. What are you waiting for? Life's too short and winter's too long. Thinking about a motorhome or maybe a snowplow for your ATV or utility tractor? Call CCU for great rate financing. And if you're thinking motorcycle, Clover Belt Credit Union has the financing you need for the bike you want. Call or apply online at ccuwausau.com. Check it out. For vehicle loans, for mortgages, for financing fall fun, call Clover Belt Credit Union. That's CCU. Local lenders lending local money. Keeping our community strong.
WXCO 1230 AM, W255 DN Wausau, streaming at BullFallsRadio.com.
And Chad Holmes back again from Amherst High School as we are getting set for a basketball twin bill tonight between the Newman Catholic Cardinals and the Amherst Falcons. First up, the girls, followed by the boys. Let's take a look at the starting lineups for tonight's game. First of all, for Newman Catholic, 2 wins and 9 losses on the season. Number 11, Matlery Rozwadowski. She is a sophomore, 5'6" tall, averaging 6.8 points per game. Number 14, Lily Shields. She is a junior, 5'4" tall, 9.3 points per game. Number 20, Milena Severson, junior, 5'4" tall, 4.5 points per game. Number 22, Ashley Jankowski, a senior, 5'9" tall, 5.3 points per game. And number 23, Brianna Schultz. She's a sophomore, 5'6" tall, 1.2 points per game. Again, for the Cards, Mallory Rozwadowski, Lily Shields, Mel Severson, Ashley Jankowski, and Brianna Schultz. And Casey Clausius is the coach of the Cards. For the Amherst Falcons, 5 wins, 5 losses on the season. Number 4, Presley Furkus. She's a senior, 3.3 points per game. Number 10, Izzy Dombrowski. She's a junior, 3.7 points per game. Number 22, Tatum Mames, a senior, 7.3 points per game. Number 30, Olivia Davis. She's a junior, 6.6 points per game. And number 44, Scout Spadoni, a senior, 16.9 points per game. Again for Amherst, Presley Furcus, Isley Dombrowski, Tatum Maves, Olivia Davis, and Scout Spadoni. We will take one more quick break and then come back with the opening tip. It's Newman against Amherst in high school girls basketball on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230.
Hungry for flavor-packed fun?
Dive into Red Robin's sizzling burgers, mouth-watering fries, and endless options.
Or maybe you're craving the perfect slice.
Then it's Donato's Pizza, your passport to pizza perfection.
Order now and treat yourself to an unforgettable taste experience.
Red Robin and Donato's Pizza, 2255 48 Rib Mountain Drive in Wausau.
Call 715-301-0019 or log on redrobin.com.
Red Robin and Donato's Pizza. Yum.
For more than 60 years, Sun Printing has been Central Wisconsin's commercial printer of choice due to their commitment to quality, creative solutions, and dedicated service. Sun Printing's team offers you a wide spectrum of services, whether you need vehicle graphics, offset, digital, large format, graphic design, or mailing. They print everything under the sun. No project is too big or too small, so give Sun Printing a call at 845-4911 or visit them online at sunprinting.com.
Winter sports are here. Align your young athletes and yourself with health by scheduling an appointment with Dr. Sarah at Shy Chiropractic in Rim Mountain. Stay in the game with our comprehensive three-point neurological exam, safe for the entire family. Don't let the daily grind keep you and your student athletes on the sidelines this year. Call Dr. Sarah at 715-298-5104. That's 715-298-5104 in Rim Mountain today.
And Chad Holmes back again here from Amherst. We just heard the national anthem and the introduction of the starting lineups, and we're ready to go. The Cardinals tonight in the home red, I should say in the road red, with the white numerals, Columbia blue trim, while the Amherst Falcons in their home white with the dark blue numerals and the black trim. Glad you could join us here for this twin bill of high school basketball on Bull Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. Jumping center for the Cards will be Ashley Jankowski going up against Scout Spadoni for Amherst. There's the toss. Tip is battled for and grabbed by Jankowski herself, and we're underway. In the front court, Lily Shields for the Cardinals. Moves it right wing side, Mel Severson. Severson, 23 feet from the basket. Holds it, moves it into the corner, Schultz. Schultz dribbles her way to the wing, gives it back to Shields. She'll swing it left. Jankowski, 21 feet from the basket. Further left, that's Mallory Rozbadowski. Patience in the half court for the Cardinals. Out top is Schultz. Schultz gives it back between the circles. Lily Shields. Now right wing side Jankowski. Ball is stripped. Ball is loose. And is still loose. Battle for and finally chased down by Amherst and Izzy Dombrowski. Turnover on the Cardinals. And now for the first time into the forward court comes Amherst. Right wing side, Presley Furcus. Lobs it down low. Off the fingertips of Spadoni. And a turnover as well for Amherst. Back up court now comes Newman Kaffick. Rozbadowski dribbles about 30 feet from the basket. Rozbadowski still pounds the hardwood. Her pass is tipped. Ball is battled for, but Shields will take it for the Cardinals. Shields on the left wing stops 17 feet from the basket. On the wing. With it for the Cards is Jankowski. Now he'll need some help. Gets it back on the wing. Mel Severson. Severson backs it up near the center circle. Severson pounds it with the right hand. Right wing side, Rozmadowski. Rozmadowski around the screen. Goes to the free throw line. Top of the key, Shields. Shields looking to penetrate. Instead moves it right wing side, Rozmadowski. Back to Shields. Swings it left hand side, Severson. Mel Severson holds it. Now dribbles once with the right hand. Gives it back to Rozmadowski. Rozmadowski stops her dribble. Back out top, tipped away and stolen. Picked up by Maves. Tatum Maves going to the hole, lays it up and in. Two turnovers for the Cards on two possessions. Have to be better with the basketball. Trailing 2-0, 16-17 to go in the half. Right wing side, jumper, 14-footer, no good from Brianna Schultz. Rebound cleared by Scout Spadoni for the Falcons. Back up court comes Amherst. Left wing side, with it is Dombrowski. Dombrowski dribbles, gets it between the circles, Spadoni. Spadoni, right wing side to Furkus. Bounce pass into the deep right corner, Davis. Davis looking inside towards Mays. Ball tip, ball is battled for. Players on the court, and a tie-up with the arrow pointing towards Amherst. Ball will stay with the Amherst Falcons. They will inbound on the baseline under their offensive basket. Looking, still looking, right under the basket. Layup is good. Olivia Davis got the position right under the basket. Gets the layup, 4-0 Amherst, 15:43 to go in the first half. Cards back into the front court. Right wing side, Severson, 26 feet from the basket. Severson holds. Now dribbles, still 25 feet from the hole. Out top, Rozmadowski penetrates, stops at the left elbow, moves it left wing side. That is Lily Shields. Shields around the screen. Shields now swings it right hand side, Rozmadowski. Rozmadowski up from 14, came up short. Battle for the rebound, dug out by Tatum Maves for Amherst. One and done for the Cards. Maves over the timeline now for the Falcons. Bounce pass, right wing side to Furkus. Furkus dribbles with the left hand, works their way to the free throw line. Now a bump, and we'll get our first foul call of the game. Lily Shields called for her first. Team foul number one. Amherst will inbound on the baseline. Looking. Taking out top Maves. Inside, Spadoni lays it up and in. The position for Scout Spadoni was too good. Turned into a layup after the feed from Maves. 6-0 Amherst, 14:55 to go in the half. Penetration move, Jankowski pulls up from six. A little bit strong. Fights for her own rebound and a tie-up. And this time the arrow pointing towards Newman. First substitution of the game as Haley Portman comes in for Amherst, replacing Izzy Dombrowski. Cards will inbound on the baseline. Taken near the left elbow by Jankowski, she'll back it up. Jankowski, 20 feet from the hole, between the circle Shields, left wing side, Rozmadowski looking to penetrate, gets double teamed and stripped. Maves with the steal, and then getting it right back, but stepping on the sideline is Shields. Shields came over after Maves made the steal, then took it right back, but she was standing on the far sideline, and the ball back over to Amherst. 14 and a half minutes to go in the first half. 6-0 as the clock is not moving right now. The clock is not moving as now underneath laid up and in by Spadoni, but the clock is not moving and a timeout called by the Cards. I would have been curious to see how long the clock never moved, and now it did start at the whistle, stops again, and we'll take a quick break. 8-0 Amherst back in 30 here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230.
Take your career to the next level with Graphic Packaging International. Work with a team to make hot pocket sleeves and the food trays you find at our local fair. Join the GPI team and experience the benefits of one of the highest paying manufacturers in the area, starting at almost $22.55 per hour. Enjoy job security, a clean facility, and an excellent benefits package, including a week of vacation after 4 months and 2 weeks after a year. Apply today at graphicpkg.com and elevate your career with Graphic Packaging.
14:31 to go in the first half. Fast start for Amherst. Falcons lead the Cards by a score of 8-0. Lily Shields will bring it over the timeline for Newman. Right wing side, Severson bobbles it, tipped out of bounds. Oh, they're going to say it was off of Severson. I thought getting a hand on it was Davis, but nope, they'll give it over to Amherst. Another turnover on the Cards. So now breaking the pressure is Amherst. Down low, Spadoni. Spadoni to the hole, lays it up and in. Breaking the pressure rather easily that time was Amherst. 10-0 lead now for the Falcons. Cards need a basket into the front court. Lily Shields between the circles. Shields stops, needs some help. Moves it left wing side. Saving it on the far sideline is Jankowski. Gets it back out top. Taken there by Brianna Schultz. Schultz gives it to Shields. Shields right wing side. Mel Severson. Severson 25 feet from the basket. Left hand side, Jankowski goes baseline to the hole. Lays it up and in. Good finish that time by Jankowski, getting the Cards on the board. 10-2, 13:40 to go in the half. Spadoni underneath, breaking the pressure again is Amherst. Leads to an easy layup for Olivia Davis. Quick passing against the press. Spadoni finding Davis underneath, 12-2. Now penetration move by Shields, gives it off to Rozwadowski. Out top, Mel Severson, left wing side, three-pointer. No good, but a whistle on the release of the shot from Lily Shields. Presley Ferkus called for the foul, not on the shot attempt. Cardinals will inbound on the far sideline. Cardinals tonight playing without one of their starters, Evie Bates, not available this evening. So obviously for a team that is short on numbers, every loss is significant for Newman. Out top, Severson, left wing side, taken there by Jankowski. Jankowski stops at the left elbow to Shields. Shields, right-hand side, Severson. Gives it back over to Schultz. Schultz penetrates, goes to the hole, banks it up too hard from 4 feet away. Good luck, just a little bit hard off the window. Rebound to scout Spadoni for Amherst. Into the front court, Ferkus. Ferkus moves it right wing side, Maves. Maves around the screen, into the lane, goes to the basket. Right-hander is good. 4 points for Maves, 14-2 Amherst, 12:40 to go in the first half. Into the front court comes Newman Catholic. Lily Shields near the center circle. Shields moves it left-hand side. Taken there by Severson. Actually, that is not Severson, that's Jankowski. Jankowski, right wing side, Rozwadowski. Rozwadowski between the circles, Severson, left-hand side to Schultz. Schultz back on the right wing side to Jankowski. Right corner, Rozwadowski. Rozwadowski, bounce pass on the wing, Severson. 23 feet from the basket. Now Schultz, top of the key. Schultz, little bump, but no whistle. Schultz now stops, needs some help. Hands it off near the timeline, Lily Shields. Shields dribbles, works her way near the top of the key. Shields now works her way left. Moves it off, left wing side to Schultz. Cardinals working on the perimeter. Now Shields penetrates. Shields goes to the basket, scoops it up, no good. Fight for the rebound, grabbed by Spadoni. Good idea that time by Shields. Got it to the rack, but ran into Spadoni in her height. And now into the lane coming Portman. Portman moves it right wing side. Three-pointer, no good by Ferkus. Rebound grabbed underneath by Maves. Maves gets it back out to Spadoni. Spadoni into the lane, got bumped, goes up for the shot. But they'll say the foul came before the shot, got bumped by Ashley Jankowski. 11:34 to go, first half, 14-2. Amherst with the lead. That is the second team foul on the Fighting Cards. Aubrey Pent coming in for Newman Catholic. For substitution for the Cardinals. Amherst inbounds, left wing side, Maves. Maves 20 feet from the basket. Maves between the legs dribble. Moves it right wing side, now into the right corner to Portman. Portman on the wing, top of the key to Maddie Lusick. Lusick, left wing side. Holding it is Maves. Maves looking to penetrate. Good defense being shown by Pent. And now pass, right wing side, taken there by Lusick. Now into the right corner, Olivia Davis, 14 feet from the basket. In her grill is Brianna Schultz. On the wing, Portman. Portman back in the corner. Dribbling is Olivia Davis. Davis stops, hits the cutter. In the lane, Maves. Maves to the hole, misses. Rebound tipped up, battle for it. Goes out of bounds off of Amherst, and the ball over to the Cards. 10:57 to go. First half of play, 14-2 Amherst with the edge. First half of a girls-boys doubleheader tonight from Amherst. Inside, near the right block, Jankowski going to the basket, lays it up and in. Good finish by Ashley Jankowski. Once she grabbed it on the block, went up hard, banked it up and in. Ashley has all four of the Cardinal points, 14-4. Into the front court comes Maves. Maves dribbles, now stops, 23 feet from the basket. Into the right corner, Davis. Davis, again, good defense, Jankowski, gets it inside. Tough banker, nothing but backboard that time for Amherst, and now the Cardinals bring it up court quickly. Now left wing, Jankowski up for three, came up short, no good. Rebound saved by the Cardinals. Good hustle by Schultz, but into the hands of Amherst and Haley Portman. Back up court now come the Falcons. 10:03 to go in the first half. At the left elbow, Davis. Davis now moves to the right elbow, stops her dribble. Now on the wing, back out top, taken by Portman. Left wing side, Maves. Maves looks inside. Now top of the key, Davis. Davis, bounce pass, right wing side. Maddie Lusick. Lusick stops her dribble. Needs some help, hands it off to Maves. Maves moves it left corner. Now a baseline move to the basket, laid up and in by Davis. She'll get the basket, draw the foul, and have a chance for a three-point play. That time, patience in the half court for Amherst. Second personal foul on Ashley Jankowski, number three on the team. Schultz comes out, coming in for the Cardinals, Lillian Boldenheimer. Olivia Davis, Jr., averaging 6.6 points per game, will step to the free throw line now for the Falcons. Free throw, 360 and out. Rebounds grabbed by Ashley Jankowski for the Cards. 16-4, Amherst. Cardinals back into the front court. Shields stops in the center circle. Gives it off to Rozmadowski. Rozmadowski near the top of the key. Now backs it up. Rozmadowski still dribbles. Bounce pass, left wing side. Now posting up Jankowski. Tipped away, but grabbing it will be Rozmadowski. Right wing side, Boldenheimer, top of the key. Three-pointer, Rozmadowski, off the front iron, no good. Rebound fought for, grabbed by Amherst. Back up court now come the Falcons. Crossing the timeline, Presley Furkus. Halfway through the first half, 9 minutes to go, 16-4. Into the lane, Lusick moves it right wing. Long three-pointer, short, no good. Taking that was Furkus, rebound cleared by the Cards. Jankowski hands it off to Shields. Now right wing side, Boldenheimer, back to Shields. Swings it left, Rozmadowski penetrates, goes to the hole, banks it up too hard. Rebound tipped. Boy, looked like Jankowski had the position. Amherst player went right over the top, but no whistle. Long pass ahead, Davis. Davis to the hole, lays it up, no good. Fight for the board again, getting bumped from behind is Jankowski. Rebound is dug out by Amherst. Right now, these officials letting some physical play go in the battle for rebounds. Now right wing side, with it is Aaliyah Breed. Breed moves it left wing side. Dug out there by Furkus. Furkus back out top. Now right wing side, Maddie Lusick. Lusick, 20 feet from the basket. Top of the key to Breed. And now tipped away, stolen. Picked off by Shields. Shields ahead of the pack will go to the basket, lay it up and in. Steal and basket for Lily Shields. Her first points. 8 minutes to go in the half. 16-6 Amherst with the edge. Back into the front court. Now come the Falcons. Presley Furkus at the left elbow. Now back to Furkus. For Furkus, 15 feet from the basket, hands it off to Breed. Breed, top of the key to Davis. Davis, 23 feet from the basket. Left wing side, Presley Furkus. Furkus dribbles with the right hand. Works her way near the top of the key, moves it right wing side to Lusick. Lusick bounce past Davis, and then reaching from behind and getting the foul will be Mallory Rozmadowski for the Cardinals. Coming back in now is Mel Severson for the Cardinals. Mallory Rozmadowski will take a break. .7:31 to go in the first half. That foul on Rozmadowski, her first. Team foul number four. 16-6 Amherst. Right wing side, Furkus gets it out top. With it is Miley Filtz. Filtz moves it left wing side. Dribbling on the wing is Breed. Breed top of the key. Allie Venny. Venny. Now into the right corner, Furkus. Furkus kicks it back out top to Breed. Now down low. Left open, but missing is Venny, but the putback is up and in by Spadoni. Scout Spadoni with the offensive rebound and the putback, 18-6. 7:07 to go in the half. Penetration, going to the basket. Scooped up and in by Lily Shields. Shields got bumped, lost the ball for a moment, and then regained control, laid it up and in, and a timeout called by Amherst. 7 minutes even to go in the first half. Amherst 18, Newman Catholic 8. Back in 30 here on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230.
Parents of Class of 2024 seniors,
Graduation is a few months away. Do you know where your photos are? Melissa Sullivan of Picks and Pieces Photo and Digital Organizing can help. Mel is a professionally trained photo manager who can convert printed photos and outdated media to digital formats, consolidate and organize your digital photo collection, and create custom photo books, gifts, and slideshows. Preserve, organize, and share your priceless family memories today. Call Mel at 715-446-0762 or visit picksandpieces.com today to learn more. Again, that's P-I-X, the letter N, pieces.com.
7 minutes even to go in the first half. Amherst 18, Newman Catholic 8. Amherst got off to a 10-0 start. It's been even since then, but the Cardinals looking for a run of their own to try and cut into this deficit. Tipping it away out of bounds was Jankowski, is working to the right wing side was Presley Furkus for Amherst. Oh, inbound, lobbed in underneath, laid up and in by Spadoni. She'll be fouled and have a chance for a three-point play. We've seen a couple of inbound plays for Amherst work for easy baskets, and that time just lobbed into the biggest player on the court, Scout Spadoni, made the grab, made the basket, and now a chance for a three-point play. Foul was called on Aubrey Pent. Free throw is good. 11 points now for Scout Spadoni. Biggest lead for Amherst, 13 points, 21-8, 6:45 to go in the first half. Cardinals back into the front court. Out top, Severson gives it off. Pent, now with it is Lily Shields. Shields, 22 feet from the basket, gets it out top, Severson. Severson looking inside. Jankowski goes to the basket. Little bit of a bump, though, to say that she lost her balance out of bounds. Boy, I thought there was a little bump that time, taking Jankowski off balance, but official said nope, it was just Ashley losing her balance and losing the ball out of bounds, so a turnover on the Cardinals. Back up court again, comes Tatum Maves. Maves now into the lane. Maves stops, gets it out top, taken by Breed. Breed moved on the right wing side. Now on the dribble is Filtz. Filtz gets it back out top, ball is tipped, ball is loose, but chased down by Maves. Maves near the center circle. Maves will work her way towards the right, still 30 feet from the basket, Shields in her grill. Little bit of a push with the off arm, and now looking to penetrate as Maves goes to the hole, hit the side of the backboard. Good defense by Shields. Shields will grab the rebound. Shields will now bring it back up court for the Cards. Crossing the timeline is Shields. Now on the right wing side, Pent back to Shields. Now left wing side, Mel Severson. Severson gets it back over to Pent. Aubrey Pent dribbles. Now Pent near the top of the key, left wing side to Shields. Shields works your way between the circles. Now Pent. Pent on the right wing. Pent works around a screen. Back out top to Severson. Severson moves it left wing side. Now at the left elbow, Jankowski. Jankowski fakes it, now goes into the corner. Three-pointer for Shields is good. Good extra pass by Jankowski to an open Lily Shields for the triple in the left corner. 7 points for Shields, and now a 21-11 game. 5:10 to go in the first half. Amherst by 10 into the forecourt. Miley Filtz. Filtz near the center circle, Spadoni. Spadoni, right wing side to Breed. Breed gets it back out top. That's Tatum Maves. Maves between the legs dribble. Left wing side. Miley Filtz back out top. Venny. Allie Venny looks inside. Tipped away. Good hands. That was Jankowski. Tipped it into the hands of Shields. Shields gets it down low. 10-foot jumper short. No good for Aubrey Pent. Rebound is grabbed by Shields and a foul coming up on Amherst. After an exceptionally slow start, Cardinals have settled in pretty nicely. They have not let this game get away. 4:41 to go in the first half. Still a 10-point game, 21-11. It was a slow start. It looked like the Cardinals really needed to find their rhythm, especially without Evie Bates out there. Now, looking a lot smoother in the offensive end. Posting up Jankowski, tipping it with Spadoni and stealing it. Trying to post up against the bigger Scout Spadoni was Jankowski. Spadoni was able to reach around and make the steal. Right wing side, Portman. Haley Portman, 22 feet from the hole. Inner grill nicely is Aubrey Pent. Gets it to Spadoni. Goes to the basket. No good. Weak side rebound, Davis. No good. Still a fight for the board. Tipped and grabbed by Jankowski for the Cards. Cardinals trying to make it a single-digit game with 4:10 to go in the half. Left wing side, Severson. Severson, 22 feet from the basket. Gets it out top. Lillian Bodenheimer. Right wing side to Shields. Shields dribbles with the left hand around the screen. Now needs some help. Kills the dribble. Ball is tipped. Getting it back is Shields. Break for the Cards. Now right wing side, Severson. 25 feet from the basket. Dribbles, now into the lane, moves it left wing side, Pent. Aubrey Pent stops. Maya got away with the walk, and now has the ball stripped and stolen away by Maves. Pass ahead to Dombrowski, and she'll be called for steps. I continue to say that we're seeing the officials really let things go, both in terms, I think, of some physical play, and also, I think, in terms of a number of times we've seen potential walks that were not whistled either. But the Cards get it back. 3:35 to go in the first half. 21-11. Amherst with the lead. Lily Shields over the timeline. Shields to the right wing side around the screen. Out top, Bodenheimer. Lillian Bodenheimer dribbles to the left wing side. Gets it back out top to Pent. Aubrey Pent works around the screen to the right. Back out top, Shields. Shields, 21 feet from the hole. Backs it up. Now works again around the screen. Gets it on the wing, Pent. Open for a three. Came up short, no good. Fight for the rebound. Tipped. Chased down nicely by Mel Severson. Left corner, Jankowski. Jankowski back to Severson on the left wing. Rotated to the right wing side, Shields. Looks baseline, goes to the hole, and she'll be fouled. And Lily Shields will get an opportunity at the free throw line for the Cardinals. Second personal foul on Presley Furcus, only the third team foul on Amherst, but in the act of shooting, so Lily Shields stepping to the stripe. Rattles out. One more to come. 7 points leading the way so far for the Cards is Lily Shields. Second free throw. Rattles out, but back in again this time. So 8 for Lily Shields. 21-12, 9-point game, 2:57 to go in the first half. Walking it up court is Tatum Maves now for the Falcons. Give and go, going to the basket, laid up, no good! Missing the bunny that time was Spadoni. Rebound cleared by the Cardinals. Here comes Shields back into the forecourt. Shields stops 20 feet from the basket. Right wing side, Bodenheimer, back to Shields. Shields near the center circle, works your way right. Shields gets doubled, back to Pent. Pent between the circles, dribbles to the left. Now back out top, taken there by Aubrey Pent. Pent fakes the jumper, out top to Shields. Shields, 22 feet from the basket, starts her dribble. Patience, again, working around the screen to the right. Shields gives it back over to Pent. Aubrey Pent dribbles her way left, still beyond the arc. Out top, Bodenheimer, around the screen to the right wing side. Gets it back out top to Shields. Shields looking inside with his Bodenheimer at the free throw line. 15-foot jumper, Jankowski no good, and the rebound's grabbed by Spadoni. Back up court now, Maves, left-hand side. Maves into the forecourt for Amherst. Maves will get it back out top, taken by Lusick. Lusick to the right wing. Bounce pass, grabbed by Portman. Portman dribbles with the left hand. Near the center circle, Spadoni moves it left wing side. Now pass inside, grabbed by Davis, lays it up and in. Going over the top of the front defense that time was Amherst. Good pass to Davis for the layup. She has 8, 23-12. Amherst, 90 seconds to go, first half. Cardinals into the forecourt. Between the circles, Bodenheimer. Bodenheimer to the left wing side. Gets it back out top. Taken there by Aubrey Pent. Right wing side, Lily Shields. Shields, top of the key, Pent. Pent back to Shields. Fakes the three. Penetrates, stops at the free throw line. Jankowski goes to the basket, blocked. Spadoni got the hand on it, and the ball chased down by Maves. Long pass ahead, Spadoni. Spadoni to the hole, lays it up, no good. Rebound, battle for it, grabbing it is Pent. Pent gets it to Shields, under a minute in the half. Shields looking ahead. Now with it, left-hand side, Bodenheimer drops it down low. Kick, left wing side, three-pointer, Shields is good. Another extra pass leading to an open three for Lily Shields. She has 11 for the Cards. Back to an 8-point game, 23-15, 38 seconds to go, first half. Into the forecourt comes Amherst, left wing side, Haley Portman. Portman out top to Davis. Davis, 24 feet from the basket. Davis drops it down low, Spadoni lays it up and in. Just too big, Scout Spadoni. Good position. Spadoni now has 13 points, 25-15. 15 seconds in the half. Lily Shields in the center circle for the Cardinals. Shields to the right wing side. Shields stops her dribble, swings it left. Pent, Pent now to the free throw line. Back to Shields, she'll try a three. Rolls off no good. Rebound is grabbed by Maves. And that will do it for the first half of play. Again, after a very slow start, the Cardinals settle things down and trail 25-15 at the intermission. We'll come back, have a look at the scoring of this first half. Want to again thank the Newman Catholic Athletic Booster Club for their continued support of our broadcast of Newman Catholic Athletics. We'd love to see you out and about cheering on Newman Catholic student athletes. To find out the upcoming Newman Catholic athletic schedule, go to MarrowoodConference.org and then click on Newman Catholic. Again, that's MarrowoodConference.org. Click on Newman Catholic, and we look forward to seeing you out and about cheering on the Cardinals. 25-15, Amherst over Newman at the intermission. This is Newman Catholic High School Girls Basketball on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Online at bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app.
If you're looking for your next ride, check out Mankey GMC in Schofield, formerly Fred Miller Automotive. Mankey GMC serves Schofield, Wausau, Marshfield, and Stevens Point with a huge selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. Explore a range of top-notch SUVs like Acadia, Terrain, and Yukon, or choose from the rugged Sierra truck lineup, or even a certified pre-owned vehicle. No matter your dream vehicle awaits at Mankey GMC, 448 Grand Avenue in Schofield, and online at MankeyAuto.com. Mankey GMC in Schofield, where your journey begins.
What's your idea of fall fun? Maybe it's hitting the trails on a new ATV. Then it's time to call CCU. That's Clover Belt Credit Union. Or if you're thinking of a UTV for hauling wood or hunting, or maybe just because it would make the tasks around your property so much easier, it's time to call CCU. ATVs, UTVs, utility tractors, and their attachments for care of your property. Whether you need it for fun or to get the job done, Clover Belt Credit Union is here to help with the great rate financing you want. What are you waiting for? Life's too short and winter's too long. Thinking about a motorhome or maybe a snowplow for your ATV or utility tractor? Call CCU for great rate financing. And if you're thinking motorcycle, Clover Belt Credit Union has the financing you need for the bike you want. Call or apply online at ccuwausau.com. Check it out. For vehicle loans, for mortgages, for financing fall fun, call Clover Belt Credit Union. That's CCU. Local lenders lending local money. Keeping our community strong.
Winter sports are here. Align your young athletes and yourself with health by scheduling an appointment with Dr. Sarah at Shine Chiropractic in Rim Mountain. Stay in the game with our comprehensive 3-point neurological exam, safe for the entire family. Don't let the daily grind keep you and your student athletes on the sidelines this year. Call Dr. Sarah at 715-298-5104. That's 715-298-5104 in Rim Mountain today.
So, how are the kids?
Well, Emily made the honor roll.
Oh, good for her.
Yeah, we're really proud of her. Tyler, on the other hand, though.
What's going on?
He's been moody lately, just feeling down and not like himself.
Oh, we've been there. Nick was struggling last spring. He was so anxious and stressed.
Really? What helped?
Well, he joined the soccer team. And ever since, he's been a lot happier. He has more energy, he's less stressed, and he's definitely in a better mood at home. It's made a huge difference.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I'm glad he's getting out of the house, he's getting some exercise, and he's off his phone for once. It's been good for his mental health.
Sounds like it's been good for your mental health, too.
Participating in Wisconsin high school sports improves students' physical and mental health. Encourage your son or daughter to get involved. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Chad Holmes again from Amherst High School as we are in the first half of a girls-boys basketball doubleheader tonight. Girls game at the intermission with Amherst leading by a score of 25-15. Taking a look at the numbers of the first half, not many players have scored. In fact, only five total players have scored, two for Newman and three for Amherst. For the Cardinals, 11 points scored by Lily Shields. She had a pair of two-pointers, a pair of three-pointers, and one of two at the free throw line. Ashley Jankowski had a couple of baskets for 4 points, four two-pointers, two three-pointers, and one out of two at the free throw line in the first half for the Cardinals. For Amherst, Scout Spadoni had 13 points. She had 6 2-point field goals and one out of two at the free throw line. Olivia Davis added 8 points. Tatum Maves had 4 points for Amherst. 12 two-pointers, 0 3-pointers, and one of two at the free throw line as well for Amherst in the first half of play. Don't forget, when this one is done, the boys will take over right here in Amherst, Newman Catholic and Amherst. That will be, again, broadcast live right here on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Earlier today, we had high school sports, Wausau West Hockey over in Green Bay at the Green Bay Notre Dame Hockey Showcase. And the Warriors fell to the number one ranked team in the state, Madison Edgewood, by a score of 4-2. We'll have Wausau West Hockey again tomorrow, 2:30, as the Warriors finish up play in that Green Bay Notre Dame event, taking on Middleton. So again, if you miss as well any of our play-by-play, you can go to bullfallsradio.com/sports. Go to bullfallsradio.com, click on sports, and you can hear our previous play-by-play broadcasts or our episodes of the Big High School Sports Show. Hope you were with us last night. Myself and former Newman Catholic High School boys basketball coach Jeff Gress. Our guests were from Lakeland Union High School, their head girls basketball coach Melissa Wamette, and Claire Cushman, the outstanding senior softball, basketball, and volleyball player for Wausau East. So, again, if you missed our Big High School Sports Show last night, you can go to bullfallsradio.com/sports, click on Big High School Sports Show and hear that show and other editions of the program. We'll have the second half coming up next. 25-15 Amherst over Newman. This is Cardinal Girls Basketball on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, online at bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app.
Pre-Christmas hoops action around Wisconsin, plus head coaching changes on the gridiron. I'm Travis Wilson, and this is a WISSports.net Minute brought to you by NFHSnetwork.com. More high school sports news after this.
Do you ever wish you could be in two places at once? With homework, carpool, practice, and everything else, sometimes you just can't make it to every game. But the NFHS Network's streaming platform makes that a little easier. For just $11.99 a month, you can watch unlimited high school sports live and on demand, at home or on the go. You can watch online or on one of our mobile or connected TV apps. Visit NFHSnetwork.com and subscribe today to never miss another game.
The basketball holiday tournament and classic schedule is jam-packed later this week, but there were some noteworthy games around the state last week heading into the winter break. Appleton North is the last remaining unbeaten team in FBA boys basketball play, as the Lightning survived against Kimberly on Friday to stay atop the standings. Kimberly's Bryson Beath hit a half-quarter at the buzzer to force overtime, but Appleton North rebounded to score a 74-67 victory in the extra period. Junior Latravian Fenderson of the Prairie School holds a scholarship offer from Wisconsin, scored 39 points with 9 rebounds in a win over Union Grove last week. DePere ran its winning streak to 38 games by beating Green Bay Southwest 76-21. The defending D1 champion Redbirds are dominating this year with an average margin of victory of 39.8 points per game. In girls' hoops from Friday, Homestead knocked off D1 top-ranked and previously unbeaten Arrowhead 59-57. The off-season football coaching changes continue in high school football. Last week, Manitowoc Lincoln announced that former Green Bay Packers offensive lineman Evan Smith had been hired as the team's new coach. Elsewhere, Mike Kozlowski has been hired as the new head man at West Bend East, while former Bigfoot star Gus Wiedig has taken over as the football coach at old rival Broadhead Judah. This has been a WISSports.net Minute. Check us out online at WISSports.net and search Apple for the WSN podcast.
Hungry for flavor-packed fun?
Dive into Red Robin's sizzling burgers, mouth-watering fries, and endless options.
Or maybe you're craving the perfect slice.
Then it's Donato's Pizza, your passport to pizza perfection.
Order now and treat yourself to an unforgettable taste experience.
Red Robin and Donato's Pizza, 2255 48 Rib Mountain Drive in Wausau.
Call 715-301-0019 or log on redrobin.com.
Red Robin and Donato's Pizza. Yum.
Start of the second half here from Amherst High School, girls high school basketball, Amherst 25, New McCaffrey 15. Again, after a very slow start, it was a very even game. The Cardinals really settled in nicely in the last 10 minutes or so, but spotting Amherst that 10-0 lead. Game has been between 8 and 13 points ever since. Biggest lead 13 for Amherst. Cardinals got as close as 8. Cardinals will have the basketball first to begin play in the second half. Taken at the timeline by Shields. Shields dribbles, moves it right wing side, Severson. Severson into the right corner, Jankowski. On the wing, Schultz. Schultz looking to penetrate, dropped it down low. Nobody there for the Cards. Was it tipped? Yes, it was. And the Cardinals will keep possession on the baseline under their offensive basket. Lily Shields will inbound it for Newman, gets it into the corner. Now Schultz. Schultz to the free throw line, tipped and stolen. Furkus got a hand on it. Furkus pass ahead. With it is Maves. Maves to the hole, lays it up and in. That was a problem to start the first half, turning it over. Once the Cardinals got better with the basketball, things settled in. But you got to take care of it. Cannot allow Amherst to get the easy baskets. And that was the case. When they've been forced to work it, the defense has been pretty good. And there's a bad pass stolen away. Trying to go inside was Newman, but tipped and stolen by Maves. Back-to-back turnovers for the Cards. Right-hand side, Furkus. Furkus, 26 feet from the basket. Furkus on the wing. Furkus near the center circle. Furkus, bounce pass, left wing side. Now left corner, Olivia Davis. Davis looking inside. Furkus, banker, no good from three. Rebound is dug out by Schultz for the Cardinals. Here comes Newman. Back up court quickly. Rozmadowski stops, pops from six, no good. Weak side rebound is grabbed by Amherst and Olivia Davis. Now the Falcons, right wing, Dombrowski. Dombrowski gets it out top to Davis. Davis, 18 feet from the basket, good pass inside. Laid up and in by Stout Spadoni. Cardinals have been trying to front her a bit, but boy, the passing over the top has been very good. And now a quick timeout call by Newman and Coach Casey Clausius. Biggest lead now for Amherst, 14 points, 29-15. Back in a moment. This is Cardinal Girls Basketball on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230.
For more than 60 years, Sun Printing has been Central Wisconsin's commercial printer of choice due to their commitment to quality, creative solutions, and dedicated service. Sun Printing's team offers you a wide spectrum of services, whether you need vehicle graphics, offset, digital, large format, graphic design, or mailing. They print everything under the sun. No project is too big or too small, so give Sun Printing a call at 845-4911 or visit them online at sunprinting.com.
.38 to go in the second half. Four quick points for Amherst to start off this frame. And now they lead the Cards 29-15. Lily Shields between the circles. Shields stops, swings it left-hand side to Schultz. Schultz dribbles, works her way to the right. Schultz into the right corner. Jankowski gets it back out top. Rozmadowski, she'll try a three. Hits it! Mallory Rozmadowski from the top of the key. Her first points of the game and a big basket for the Cards. 29-18. Cards get a run. Put the pressure on here, Amherst. They've been playing rather comfortably throughout the course of this game. Davis looking inside. Good grab made by Furkus. Lays it up and in. Furkus just went more aggressively towards that basketball than the defender. Able to grab it and then make the basket. 31-18. Out top, Jankowski looks inside. Good pass, Shields. Oh, and she was blocked by Davis. Boy, apparently it was clean. And now Amherst gets it back. from behind that block by Davis. Looks like it was going to be a layup for Shields. Right wing side with it is Mays. Mays back out top to Davis. Left wing side, Dombrowski. Dombrowski 20 feet from the basket. Ooh, may have got away with the walk, but no whistle. Back out top, Mays. Right wing side, Furkus. Bounce pass, deep right corner, taken by Davis. Back on the wing, Presley Furkus. Furkus still pounds the hard one. At the free throw line, Davis. Davis moves it deep left corner. Three-pointer for Mays is good. First triple of the game for the Amherst Falcons. 5 points in the half, 9 in the game for Tatum Mays. 34-18 Amherst, 15:05 to go. Mel Severson on the left wing, dribbles with the right hand. Gets it out top, taken there by Rozwadowski. Rozwadowski backs it up. Into the corner, Severson. Severson drops it down low, but picked off. Leaping up and grabbing that one was Mays. Mays, pass ahead. Grab by Davis. Davis lays it up. Yes, and a foul. Long pass from Mays to Davis. And all of a sudden, a run here early in the second half has stretched out what was a 10-point halftime lead for Amherst to an 18-point lead pending the free throw. Schultz comes out. Aubrey Pent comes in for the Cards. Free throw. Rolls around and drops in. 11 points for Olivia Davis. 37-18 lead now for Amherst. 14:40 to go. Out top with it is Pent. Pent left wing side. Mel Severson. Top of the key, Rozwadowski. Now Pent faking the three-pointer. Gives it off to Shields. Shields, left wing side, Rozwadowski goes into the double team and is knocked away and stolen. Dribbled into that double team, long pass ahead. Under the basket, little four-footer rolls down for Izzy Dombrowski. Her first points. A 14-3 run to start off the second half for Amherst. Now 39-18, 14:05 to go. Shields into the lane. Shields to the basket. Scoops it up. Rolls off the iron. No good. Did everything but get the ball to drop in. A good penetration move. And now a whistle in the backcourt, and Shields will be called for a foul. Number two on Shields. Number two on the team. The starts of the halves have really been the Achilles heel tonight for the Newman Cardinals. Got off to a very slow start, a 10-0 start for Amherst, and a 14-2 start. And here in this half, a 14-3 start. So the 14-2 start and the 14-3 have been the difference. Going to the basket, banked up and in by Dombrowski. She'll get the basket, draw the foul, and have a chance for a three-point play. Mel Severson called for her first team foul, number three on the Cards. Dombrowski's free throw. Too strong. Back bracket. Rebound grab. Put back. No good by Spadoni. And then laid up and in on the third attempt by Olivia Davis. 43-18. Boy, oh boy. What was a very doable deficit for the Cards? It's turned around so very quickly. Left wing side. Three-pointer for Shields. A little bit too strong. No good. Spadoni with the weak side rebound. Amherst will bring it back up court. Left-hand side. With it is Furkus. Top of the key to Mays. Right wing side, Dombrowski. Dombrowski lobs it down low, Davis. Davis lays it up, no good. And then a battle for the board and a foul coming up on Shields. And she bumped into Presley Furkus. Number three on Lily. Number four on the team. Lexi Wiersbach comes into the game now for Amherst, replacing Olivia Davis. Looking to inbound, taken out top by Dombrowski. Dombrowski, 24 feet from the basket, left wing side, Furkus. Top of the key, Spadoni. Spadoni moves it on the wing. Mays, Mays gives it to Furkus, left wing side. Furkus, top of the key, Mays looks inside, ball is tipped as Jankowski got a hand on it, knocked it out of bounds. Good anticipation by Jankowski, cut in front of Spadoni, who is the target. Inbounding is Amherst. Looking, still looking. Has to be close to a five, no whistle. Inbound tipped, but grabbing it is Spadoni. Spadoni swings it left-hand side. Now left corner, Furkus. She'll try a 18-footer, no good. Rebounds tipped to control by the Cardinals. Jankowski hands it off to Shields. Shields into the front court. Shields, left wing side. Pent up for a three. Came up short, no good. Rebound, tipped, saved. Jankowski going to the hole, lays it up, no good. Nice job by Severson. She saved that basketball on the inbound, on the end line, I should say, and tipped it in to Jankowski, who draws the foul on the shot attempt, and Ashley Jankowski will get a couple of free throws. Free throw is good. Jankowski, fifth point of the game. Haley Portman in for Amherst, replacing Izzy Dombrowski. Second free throw, good as well. 2-for-2 trip for Ashley Jankowski, 6 points. 43-20, Amherst, 12:24 to go in the second half. Left wing side, with it is Portman. Portman out top, tipped away, Jankowski. Jankowski down the lane, goes to the basket, lays it up and in. Jankowski cut right in front of Scout Spadoni. Third field goal of the evening for Ashley. She has 8 points, 43-22. Back into the front court now comes Amherst. With it out top, around the screen is Portman, moves it right wing side to Maves. Maves now into the lane, floater from 10 is good. Not an easy finish for Tatum Maves. She has 7.5, 11 in the game, 45-22. Left wing side, with it is Pent. Pent looking baseline, tipped away. Pent will dive on it, save it. Good hustle play that time. Now right wing side, Rozmadowski. Rozmadowski swings at the Shields. Now left corner, Pent. She'll try a three, came up short. Rebound is grabbed by Spadoni for Amherst. Up court comes Maves, crossing the timeline. Now Maves looking to penetrate. Maves down the left-hand side, gets doubled. Kicks it left-hand side to Furkus. Back out top, Spadoni. Spadoni down the right-hand side of the lane, misses the right-hander. Rebound is dug out by Amherst, and then ball bouncing around and finally picked up by Aubrey Pent, and she'll be fouled. Wiersba saved and knocked it off the hands of Spadoni, and then Spadoni knocked it off of Wiersba. Finally grabbing it was Aubrey Pent for the Cards, and the foul was called on Presley Furkus, her third. 11-11 to go, 45-22. Amherst, again, the first half of a girls-boys doubleheader tonight. The boys will take the court right after this one. Left wing side, with it is Rozmadowski. Gets it out top. Now rotated right wing side to Severson. Severson will be bumped by Wiersba, and Lexi Wiersba will be called for the personal. Number one on Wiersba, number three on the team. Cardinals will inbound on the baseline under their offensive basket. With it is Jankowski, had it stripped, ball is loose, still fought for, and it will be a tie-up. And the alternate possession arrow pointing towards Amherst. So the Falcons will bring it up court. Crossing the timeline is Maves. Maves moves it left wing side. Portman. Portman, about 24 feet from the basket, swings it right, and then picked off. Picking it off is Shields. Shields down the lane, going to the basket, lays it up and in. Lily Shields, first points of the second half. She has a team-high 13 on the night. 45-24, 10:28 to go. Into the forecourt comes Maves. Maves to the left-hand side. Deep left corner, Portman. Portman around the screen to the wing, gets it back out top. Venny's pass tipped away again by Shields. Motor keeps running for Lily Shields. Falcons will keep possession. Looking, inbounded near the timeline. Taking it is Portman. Portman will bounce past the left-hand side. Maves, she'll try a three-pointer. Came up short. Climbing over the top and getting the foul will be Wiersba. Good position that time by Aubrey Pent. Push in the back from Lexi Wiersba. She'll be called for her second. Lily Shields will bring it up court now for the Cards. Moves it left-hand side, Rozmadowski. Rozmadowski, left corner, Shields. Shields penetrates, left corner, Rozmadowski, three-pointer. Came up short, fight for the rebound. Grabbed by Maves for Amherst. Maves will now bring it up court for the Falcons. Now into the lane. Maves in the basket, stripped by Pent, and Pent will be called for the foul. Also, number 2 on Aubrey Pent, number 5 on the team. It was in the act of shooting. So Maves will head to the stripe. Free throw is good. Tatum Maves, senior, averaging 7.3 points per game, but well above that total. She has 12 points on the night. Second free throw rolls down. 47-24, 9:48 to go in the game. Cardinals entering a very difficult stretch of their schedule. This game, always a tough one. Amherst, such a good, traditionally girls basketball program. Now Shields into the forecourt for the Cards. She'll work her way near the center circle, right wing side, Mel Severson. Severson's pass is deflected, but grabbed on the right-hand side by Jankowski. Now rotated out top to Pent. Pent, top of the key, Shields, left wing side, Rozwadowski. She'll look baseline, go to the hole, and has it blocked. Gets it back, lays it up and in. That was Jankowski grabbed the loose ball after the block shot against Rozwadowski. And Ashley Jankowski now in double figures. She has 10 points, 47-26. Left-hand side with it is Maddie Lusick for the Falcons. Moves it right wing to Filtz. Filtz 22 feet from the basket, dribbles with the right hand. Going down is Rozwadowski. Pass inside, tipped. Good job knocking it away by Jankowski. Picked up by Rozwadowski. Pass ahead. Going to the hole. Laid up and in. Mel Severson with the finish for the Cardinals. Her first points of the night. And again, after the slow start to the half, the Cardinals settling in, but they have just spotted way too many points at the start of the first and second halves. Pass inside, tipped away by Severson, out of bounds. But again, what you like to see is where things got sideways. It could have easily gone into the route mode, but the Cardinals have kept on digging, and they're keeping the intensity up and playing very hard basketball, but you just can't spot a 14-2 start of the first half and then a 14-3 start in the second half. Other than that, how did you enjoy the play, Mrs. Lincoln? Pass inside, laid up, no good by Scout Spadoni, and she'll be fouled and head to the free throw line. Aubrey Pent called for her third, team foul number 6. Spadoni, 15 points in the game. First free throw is good. Had a nice touch. Tallest player on the court, but boy, both free throws have been really good-looking stroke and right down the chute. Second free throw, perfect again. I mean, that was two pure free throws right there. 49-28, 8:35 to go. Cards into the front court, Lily Shields. Shields out top, taken by Jankowski. Looking down low, Shields had it tipped away. Ball is battled for and a tie-up with the arrow pointing towards Newman. Addison Pent comes in for the Cards, replacing Mallory Rozwadowski. Lily Shields will inbound, looking. Left wing side, Severson. Severson swings it right. Ashley Jankowski. Jankowski stops, pops from 15, came up short, no good. And the rebound is grabbed by Amherst. Back up court comes Izzy Dombrowski. Dombrowski stops her dribble, 30 feet from the basket. Right wing side, grabbed by Maves. Maves between the legs dribble, now has right in her grill, Aubrey Pent. Out top, Presley Furkus. Furkus moves it left wing side, Dombrowski. Dombrowski back out top. Pass inside Davis, looking for Spadoni, tipped away and picked off. Again, good defense by the Cards. At the timeline, Ashley Jankowski. Left wing side, Shields, left corner, now looking baseline, going to the hole. Pent has it swatted away by Maves. That was Aubrey Pent looking baseline for the Cards. Ball will stay with Newman Catholic. Inbounding on the baseline under their offensive basket is Shields. Left corner, Jankowski. Left wing side, Aubrey Pent. Pent, left corner, three-point attempt. No good by Shields. Weak side rebound is grabbed by Presley Furkus for Amherst. Back up court, now come the Falcons. 7:27 to go, 49-28. Amherst with the lead. Out top with it is Olivia Davis. Tries a three-pointer, hits it. Olivia Davis with the triple. She's having herself quite a night. 16 points, 52-28. Left corner, bobbled by Addison Pent. Picked up by Aubrey Pent. Gets it out top, Jankowski. Jankowski. Now swings it left, Severson. Severson with the basketball for the Cards. Severson moves it off. Now with it out top is Pent. Pent dribbles, works her way into the lane. Now on the right wing side, three-pointer for Severson. Back bracket, no good. Rebound grabbed underneath by Shields. Put back is good, and she'll be fouled and have a chance for a three-point play. Well, Lily Shields, not big, 5 feet, 4 inches tall, but found herself underneath, able to grab that rebound around some bigger players and then get the finish and a chance at the line. Fourth personal foul called on Presley Furkus. And now free throw opportunity for Shields. And that one is good. 5.5, 16 points in the game for Lily Shields. 52-31. Back up court comes Amherst. Left wing side, Presley Furkus. Furkus to the top of the key. Stripped of the ball. Getting a hand on it was Aubrey Pent. And now back up court come the Cardinals. Into the lane, to the basket. No good. But getting fouled on the play is Aubrey Pent. And she'll get a couple of free throws. Tatum Maves called for the foul, her first. And Aubrey Pent, 5'4" freshman, free throw is good. First point for Aubrey. Haley Portman now back in for Amherst. Mallory Rozmadowski checks back in for the Cards. One more free throw now for Aubrey Pent. Second free throw is good. 52-33, 6:25 to go. Tatum Maves will bring it up court against Rozmadowski. Crossing the timeline. Now works their way towards the left-hand side. Backs it up 20 feet from the hole. Gets it out top. Taken there by Aaliyah Breed. Breed has it tipped, but gets it back. Right in her grill, again, is Shields as she tends the beep. Shields right again against Breed. 25 feet from the basket. Back out top. Lob pass inside. Another good lob right to Spadoni. Boy, again, the Cards have been fronting. When the defender doesn't get help, it's been very difficult. Spadoni now with 19. 54-33. Baseline move. Pent had it blocked. Davis got the hand on that shot from Aubrey Pent. Knocks it out of bounds. Lillian Bodenheimer back in now for Newman. Cardinals will inbound. Taken by Rozmadowski. Banker, no good from five. Rebound is fought for and dug out by Amherst. Then tipped away, still fighting for to Shields, but finally grabbing it was Breed for Amherst. Walking it over the timeline is Maves. Moves it right wing side to Portman. Portman stops her dribble. Gets it out top to Davis. Lobs it in again, but this time off the fingertips of Spadoni out of bounds. Station
WXCO 1230 AM, W255 DN Wausau, streaming at BullFallsRadio.com.
Just past 7 o'clock, top of the hour, here on Bull Falls Radio. Inside, Mallory Rozmadowski, shot is blocked. Getting her hand on it was Maves, pass ahead Spadoni. Spadoni then bobbles it, saves it, right-hand side to Davis. Davis penetrates to the basket. Banker is no good. Fight for the rebound and a tie-up. Tie up between Davis and Rozmadowski. Arrow pointing towards Amherst. 5:04 to go. 54-33. Falcons inbounded right wing. Maves will try a three-pointer. Comes up short. Weak side rebound is grabbed by Jankowski for the Cards. Gets it ahead to Shields. Shields over the timeline. Left wing side. With it is Pent. Pent back out top. Jankowski. She'll try a three-pointer. Hits it. Well, Jankowski having herself a very nice evening. She has 13 points. Shields and Jankowski have carried the offensive load here tonight for the Cards. Two double-figure scores, 54-36, 4:37 to go. Davis, top of the key three is good. Boy, Olivia Davis, 19 for her. 57-36, 4:25 to go. Davis, previously her high total was 16. Turnover. Ahead Maves. Maves has a tip. Grab left-hand side. 7-foot jumper is good for Aaliyah Breed. Her first points. 59-36. 4:08 to go. Left-hand side. Cardinals into the front court. Looking baseline is Lillian Bodenheimer. She'll be bumped and fouled. Davis called for her first. Team foul number 7. So that means bonus time for Bodenheimer. Lillian Bodenheimer looking to get on the score sheet at the free throw line. Coming out, Spadoni. Looks like she'll finish with 19 points. Free throw, back bracket, no good. Rebound is cleared by Amherst. 4 minutes even to go, 59-36. Back up court, Maves. Maves into the lane. Passes left wing side to Portman. Portman back out top, Davis, 22 feet from the basket. Davis, bounce pass, left wing side, Maves. Maves dribbles with the right hand, backs it up. Now works her way between the circles, still pounds the hardwood, now moves it left. Portman, right in her grill again is Lily Shields. Nearly a steal, but grabbed by Davis. Davis back on the left wing side to Portman. Portman dribbles once, looks inside, nowhere to put it. Now into the lane comes Maves. Maves drops it down low, laid up, no good by Lexi Wiersbaugh, and she'll get a chance at the free throw line. Aubrey Pent called for her fourth. Team foul number 7 was in the act, so a couple of free throws for Wiersbaugh. Free throw is good. Her first point. Again, after this one is done, don't go anywhere because we have more basketball here from Amherst. Newman and Amherst in boys hoops. So that's coming up immediately after this one. One more free throw for Lexi Wiersbaugh. That one is short, no good. Rebound is grabbed by Jankowski. Gives it to Shields. 60-36, 3:18 to go. Now right wing, three-pointer for Jankowski. Comes up a little short. Rebound cleared by Wiersbaugh for the Falcons. And now a timeout called by Amherst. 3:09 to go, 60-36. Back in a moment. This is Cardinal Basketball on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230.
Take your career to the next level with Graphic Packaging International. Work with a team to make Hot Pocket sleeves and the food trays you find at our local fair. Join the GPI team and experience the benefits of one of the highest paying manufacturers in the area, starting at almost $22.55 per hour. Enjoy job security, a clean facility, and an excellent benefits package, including a week of vacation after 4 months and 2 weeks after a year. Apply today at graphicpkg.com and elevate your career with Graphic Packaging.
Thanks again to the Newman Catholic Athletic Booster Club for their continued support of our broadcast of Cardinal Athletics. We'd like to see you out and about cheering on Newman Catholic student athletes. To find out the upcoming schedule of Newman Cardinal Athletic events, go to MarrowwoodConference.org and click on Newman Catholic. 3:09 to go, 60-36 Amherst. Falcons will bring it up court with Wiersbaugh. Wiersbaugh over the timeline, now into the lane, going to the basket, lays it up, no good. Rebound is grabbed by Ashley Jankowski for the Cardinals. Back up court comes Shields. Shields to the right wing, into the right corner. Severson back out top. Now Jankowski going to the basket, banks it up and in. Good finish by Jankowski. So Ashley Jankowski continues to add to her total, 15 points on the night, 60-38. Amherst back into the front court. Right-hand side. With it is Lusick. Lusick stopped. Lusick now needs some help. Bounce pass on the wing to Portman. Portman dribbles to the right elbow. Drops it down low. Laid up and in. Oh, Spadoni back in. A little surprised by that. She has 21 on the night. 62-38. 2:20 to go. Now with it into the lane is Shields. Shields will be fouled. Nope, they're going to call steps. Traveling on Shields. .215 left, 62-38. Inbounded, taken by Haley Portman for Amherst. Hortman will give it off to Danica Lasso, who just checked in. Now back into the forecourt comes Maddie Lusick. Lusick, right wing side to Filtz. Filtz, 27 feet from the basket. Filtz poked away. Getting a hand on it was Lily Shields. Knocked it out of bounds. Ball will stay with the Falcons. Looking as loose as Filtz. Lobs it in. Grab against Spadoni. Lays it up and in. 23 for Scout Spadoni. 64-38, a minute 50 to go. Left-hand side, Aubrey Pent. Now gives it off to Shields. Shields into the lane. Shields to the basket. Scoops it up. Good, and a foul. Lily Shields has a chance for another three-point play. She has 18 points now on the evening. Foul on Miley Filtz, her first. Free throw is good. 19 points now for Lily Shields. 64-41, 1:44 to go. Spadoni coming to the timeline now for Amherst. Working against Jankowski. Near the timeline, Filtz. Filtz, now right wing. Faking the jumper, Lusick. Lusick, back on the wing to Filtz. Filtz, top of the circle, bounced away, tipped, stolen by Pent. Pent trying to work her way down court. And a whistle and a double dribble. Lost control of the dribble. She got into the lane. So turnover on Amherst with the steal by Pent, but then a double dribble gives it back to the Falcons. Amherst will face some pressure in the backcourt. Spadoni working against Jankowski. Works her way near the timeline. Now passes four, throws it away. Picked off, Brianna Schultz. Schultz will look down low. Ball is tipped to Jankowski. A little fortunate play for the Cards. It was tipped, but down the left-hand side of the lane was Ashley Jankowski. And she was able to finish, get the layup, make it 64-43 with 1:02 to go. Timeout is called. We're going to keep it right here, but Jankowski now 13 points in the half, 17 points in the game. So you got 19 points for Shields, 17 for Jankowski. That's 36 of the 43 scored by the Cards here tonight. Newman Catholic, I said earlier, they're the start of 2024, some very tough games. A week from tomorrow, they will be home against Phillips. Phillips right now, top team in the Amerewood North. Then after that, Assumption comes to the Newman Gym on January 11th. Cards head to Auburndale on January the 16th. So all those games against very good opponents. So Cards will look to survive because after that, the schedule gets a lot more doable. And I think Newman has an opportunity, if they can take these steps forward, to make some hay after that very difficult stretch of games. Into the forecourt comes Amherst, stripped away and stolen. Picked up by Severson. Severson down the lane to the basket, lays it up and in. Second basket for Severson. 38.8 seconds to go, 64-45. Timeout called just to make a substitution. Pressure, inbounded pass is stolen by Pent, but Aubrey Pent steps on the end line out of bounds. So now again, Amherst will be inbounding on the end line. Pass is tipped. Oh, not able to hold on to it was Jankowski. Goes out of bounds. And the ball will stay with Amherst. With 35.2 seconds to go. Looking to inbound. Taken on the end line by Portman. Portman gets it back over to Lusick. Lusick lost her balance and lost her pivot foot and is called for traveling. So again, the Cards, the final game of the 2023 portion of their schedule. They'll have back-to-back home games next Friday against Phillips and then the following Tuesday against Assumption. Inbounds pass, tipped, goes out of bounds off of Newman. 25.3 seconds left. Inbounded, taken by Wiersba. Wiersba will work her way up court, tipped away and stolen. Picked up by Shields. Shields to the hole, lays it up and in. Lily Shields now with 21 on the night. 64-47, 13 seconds to go. Amherst, Wiersbaugh in the backcourt, dribbles, passes it off. Trying to get to the timeline, but losing it, and the ball is loose again with one, and the tick will go to zeros, and this one comes to an end. 64-47, Amherst over Newman Catholic. We'll come back, recap this girls' game, and then get ready for the boys coming up next. This is Newman Cardinal Basketball on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Online at bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media
Parents
app.
Of Class of 2024 seniors, graduation is a few months away. Do you know where your photos are? Melissa Sullivan of Picks and Pieces Photo and Digital Organizing can help. Mel is a professionally trained photo manager who can convert printed photos and outdated media to digital formats, consolidate and organize your digital photo collection, and create custom photo books, gifts, and slideshows. Preserve, organize, and share your priceless family memories today. Call Mel at 715-446-0762 or visit picksandpieces.com today to learn more. Again, that's P-I-X, the letter N, pieces.com.
If you're looking for your next ride, check out Mankey GMC in Schofield, formerly Fred Miller Automotive. Mankey GMC serves Schofield, Wausau, Marshfield, and Stevens Point with a huge selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. Explore a range of top-notch SUVs like Acadia, Terrain, and Yukon, or choose from the rugged Sierra truck lineup, or even a certified pre-owned vehicle. No matter your dream vehicle awaits at Mankey GMC, 448 Grand Avenue in Schofield, and online at MankeyAuto.com. Mankey GMC in Schofield, where your journey begins.
What's your idea of fall fun? Maybe it's hitting the trails on a new ATV. Then it's time to call CCU. That's Clover Belt Credit Union. Or if you're thinking of a UTV for hauling wood or hunting, or maybe just because it would make the tasks around your property so much easier, it's time to call CCU. ATVs, UTVs, utility tractors, and their attachments for care of your property. Whether you need it for fun or to get the job done, Clover Belt Credit Union is here to help with the great rate financing you want. What are you waiting for? Life's too short and winter's too long. Thinking about a motorhome or maybe a snowplow for your ATV or utility tractor? Call CCU for great rate financing. And if you're thinking motorcycle, Clover Belt Credit Union has the financing you need for the bike you want. Call or apply online at ccuwausau.com. Check it out. For vehicle loans, for mortgages, for financing fall fun, call Clover Belt Credit Union. That's CCU. Local lenders lending local money. Keeping our community strong.
And Chad Holmes back again from Amherst, where the Newman Catholic girls basketball team fell to the Amherst Falcons by a score of 64-47. Looking at the numbers of that one, Lily Shields, 21 points tonight for the Cards, 6 two-pointers, 2 three-pointers, and 3 out of 4 at the free throw line. 17 points for Ashley Jankowski, 6 two-pointers, a three-pointer, and 2 for 2 at the stripe. 4 points for Mel Severson on a pair of two-point field goals. 1 3-pointer for Mallory Rozmodowski for 3 points. 2 for 2 at the free throw line for Aubrey Pent for 2 points. Lillian Bodenheimer was 0 for 1 at the stripe. 14 2-pointers, 4 3-pointers, 7 of 9 free throws for Newman. For Amherst, 23 points for Scout Spadoni. She had 10 2-pointers and 3 out of 3 at the free throw line. Olivia Davis, 19 points, 6 2-pointers, a pair of 3-pointers, 1 for 2 at the free throw line. Tatum Mapes at 13 points, 4 2-pointers, a 3-pointer, 2 of 2 at the free throw line. Pair of baskets for 4 points for Izzy Dombrowski. 1 basket, 2 points for Presley Furkus. 1 basket, 2 points for Aaliyah Breed. And 1 for 2 at the stripe for Lexi Wiersbaugh for 1 point. 24 2-pointers, 3 3-pointers, and 7 of 9 as well at the free throw line for Amherst. It was 25-15 at halftime. 64-47 the final score. Well, we're going to take a break and then come back and begin our coverage of the boys' game. As Newman Catholic will take on Amherst, we'll hear my pregame conversation with the head coach of the Cardinals, Jeff Waldvogel, coming up next. Newman and Amherst boys basketball coming up here on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230.
So, how are the kids?
Well, Emily made the honor roll.
Oh, good for her.
Yeah, we're really proud of her. Tyler, on the other hand, though.
What's going on?
He's been moody lately, just feeling down and not like...